أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الذي جعل الشمس ضياء والقمر نورا وقدره منازل لتعلموا عدد السنين والحساب ما خلق الله ذلك إلا بالحق يفصل الآيات لقوم يعلمون. إن في اختلاف الليل والنهار وما خلق الله في السماوات والأرض لآيات لقوم يتقون. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 5 and 6 of Surah Yunus. The discussion had begun. The Quran of Allah, the Kitab of Allah, the Nabi of Allah, the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then the day of Qiyamah. When Allah Ta'ala spoke about His creation, Allah Ta'ala spoke about everything being created in a period of 6 days, and then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had then systemized everything. In this ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala literally throws more light with regards to the creation of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah says, هو الذي جعل الشمس ضياء. It is He, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, who had created the sun in a way where it throws out a strong light, a clear light. And then Allah says, وَالْقَمَرَ نُورًا. And it is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that created the moon, that it gives out a dim glow. Here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about the two different kinds of light. The light of the sun that is required during the day. During the day, if we had moonlight throughout day and night, obviously people would have not been able to attend to their material needs. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala saw to it that Allah had given us adequate light. But together with that, there are many other benefits with regards to the light of the sun, with regards to the plants and the other kingdoms of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today we are all looking for solar energy. Where do we get it from? From the sun that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given. At night, if Allah ta'ala had that sunlight, obviously people would have not been able to rest, and hence Allah ta'ala saw to that need. But then again, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in this is also giving us a very subtle message. And that subtle message is that when Allah Ta'ala saw to the light of the day and the light of the night, Allah Ta'ala saw to the light of our material needs. What about the light of our spiritual needs, the light of our deen? And for that, Allah Ta'ala spoke already. One is Quran, Kitabullah, and one is Nubuwat, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How we benefit from this light of the world, the light of the sun and the moon, take benefit from those two lights that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given us. وَقَدَّرَهُ manazil. Now Allah Ta'ala says, Allah Ta'ala had fixed, Allah had apportioned its stations, its places of decline, where it will set. And here Allah is speaking more about the moon. That if we look at it, we will see the moon rise and the moon set at different places throughout the horizon. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that even if a person does not know what date of the month it is, but he will see the crescent, he will at least know it is the first. He will see the full moon, he will know it is the 14th moon. And like that, and in that manner, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had created this phenomena with regards to the moon. Why? لِتَعْلَمُوا عَدَدَ السِّنِينَ وَالْحِسَابِ. And so that you will have knowledge of the year, because the Islamic year is calculated by the lunar year. And one very, very important aspect with regards to this is that our zakat also is calculated according to the lunar year, that is the Islamic year, not according to the solar year, not according to the Gregorian calendar. If a person became the owner of the nisab on the 1st of Rajab, then he will have to dispose of his zakat, calculate and distribute it accordingly, not according to the Gregorian year. Otherwise we are going to run behind with regards to the fulfillment of zakat. And like that, our hajj, our fasting, all of it by the lunar year. Allah Ta'ala had done that, and also our hisab and everything else. The sun, we will perform our salat according to the sun's movements, and we will do everything else according to the moon. مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ ذَلِكَ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. Allah Ta'ala had not created all of this but with the truth. In other words, the creation of all of this was not frivolous. It was not without any objective. But Allah Ta'ala was very objective. When Allah Ta'ala had created all of this, He knew our needs and Allah Ta'ala fulfilled it. يُفَصِّلُ الْآيَاتِ. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is the one that clarifies for us the very clear signs. لِقَوْمِ يَعْلَمُونَ. For the people who have knowledge, when you see all of this, what does He tell us? The greatness and the oneness of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Going further with regards to the sun, more especially, إِنَّ فِي اخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. Certainly in the alternating of the night and the day. وَمَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And whatever Allah Ta'ala has created in the skies and the earth, لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَّقُونَ. A signs for those who have fear of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Now the revolution, the revolving of the earth, of the sun, and all of that, Allah Ta'ala tells us, look at all of this and understand that one is day and one is night. One is this life and one is the life of the qabr. One is the life of the akhirat. Take lessons and take heed from all of this. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.